KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Welcome, Laguna Beach and America, to the John Zarin Radio DJ Takeover. We're here today to raise money to keep human-crafted radio on the air. Good vibes only. We are going to set up today with a great reggae party during this hour. We've got 13 songs. We've got things teed up with some education, possibly, for all the reggae people out there. Maybe there's some new songs, some new genres you didn't know about. So we are going to have a reggae party. Turn it up and enjoy the show. I'm here with my daughter, Haley. Hello, Haley.
What is up, Laguna Beach?
And we are going to get started. Before we can do anything with reggae, you have to start with the foundation of reggae, the precursor that caused reggae to happen, right?
Right.
So we are going to talk about the Skatalites and play you delicious, great, early foundational reggae called ska. Beautiful. There we have the Skatalites playing Skalloween. Now you'll notice here horns, beautiful trombones, swinging the ska, you know, close to reggae. Not quite there yet. And you'll also notice it's instrumental. But these guys put out 10 records, 1952 to 1967. 15 years have been playing. They were still playing in the 90s. So there's the Skatalites. Coming up next, we got Jimmy Cliff for Mark Frost, who put a $100 donation in already. Mark, your song's coming up. Jimmy Cliff, the harder they come. But in the meantime, we've got a caller.
Oh. Ooh.
Chief of Staff, you're in the air.
Jay-Z, Chief of Staff, calling in. Hello to all my friends in Laguna Beach.
Awesome, Steve. What's your favorite reggae song, Steve?
You know, I don't have a lot of reggae music, JC. I did like the last selection you had with a lot of horns and instruments there. But, I'm probably, just a Bob Marley. You know, if you got something from Bob Marley, that would be great.
Coming up. We got Bob Marley coming up in the show here. Lee Molazan put in $500 donation. Great job, Lee Molazan. He's looking to get some Bob Marley jamming. Okay. Steve, thanks for calling in. Chief of Staff, love to have you on the call.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, thank you.
Take care. All right, here we go with Jimmy Cliff. A little background on this. Jimmy Cliff, his first song was released when he was 14.
Wow.
On Island Records.
Insane.
And it was released in England and became a hit.
Oh my gosh, that's literally wild. 14.
How old are you, Haley?
I'm 21.
21. Imagine doing that 7 years ago.
I mean,
so
wow.
He got moved from a small town to Kingston when he was 14 to go to the technical high school because he was super smart. And he bugged everyone to get his record released. It was called, if you want to look it up, his first song, Hurricane Hattie, it's called. You can find it on YouTube if you want. We're going to play something a little more updated that actually broke reggae into the mainstream globally. It had a movie attached to it, and Jimmy Cliff really did it and got there before Bob Marley, but we'll see him next. So here we are with little Jimmy Cliff.
Let's hear it. Man, that guy's a genius. Literally 14. What?
Can you believe that? 14 years old. And he's,
great bass in there.
Had a hit record. Fun fact, Haley. So he grew up, and about 5 years later, he produced a record for someone quite famous. Guess who he produced?
What?
Bob Marley.
You're kidding.
So Jimmy Cliff is really famous because he was 14 and did it first before Marley, and he produced Bob Marley's records, right?
Oh, my God.
And he had a hit movie before Bob came out. Love Bob. Just saying.
Right.
Jimmy's there. The reason I don't give Jimmy a higher ranking is because a lot of his songs are cover songs. You know, I Can See Clearly Now, and The Harder They Come is even you know, close, but he does do a lot of covers. That's fair. Haley, how can people donate, Haley?
Yeah, guys, so we want you guys to tune in. Thank you again. Just a reminder that KXFM has been serving the community for 10 years. 10 years, crazy. And it's a human-crafted radio station, which is really awesome. So if you guys want to donate, we would love that. Please text the keyword Zehren, Z-E-H-R-E-N, to 949-715-5936. Again, that's 949-715-5936. Thank you.
You're listening on the internet, you can click around and find a donation page too. But text Zehren and you'll get a hold of us. Okay, coming up, we have who knows what the first reggae song was, the first reggae hit. Anyone out there in Laguna Beach know that answer? You guys love reggae. We love it. What is it? Who did it? Well, it was in 1968, right? Before then, it was ska. Then it turned reggae. Toots and the Maytals, right? First reggae song. It was a hit. Here you're going to hear it called Do the Reggae. First time ever using a song. Hit it.
A fire, an inventor, living in time.
Reggae into the world.
Not gonna lie, that was awesome.
Right?
I loved it.
And that song is 30, 40 years old with a trombone at the end. What a great swing. next up, okay, for Kevin, we are gonna play the best and number one reggae song listed by me.
Which would be?
If Rolling Stones were gonna do it, they would say the number one rock and roll song is, well, this is the number one reggae song in the world globally, right? It is by Toots and the Maytals. And it goes out to Luis Sanchez. It goes out to Nicole. It goes out to Marty Burke. It goes out to Tom Asta and Matthew Barr. All just donated. We've got hundreds of dollars coming in. And it is Funky Kingston.
Woo!
Yeah. believe everything I do. I said music is what I've got, baby, and I'm gonna find some way to make it. Music is what I've got, baby. I want you to come on and shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, baby.
That one was so groovy. Literally brought me straight to the beach.
I mean, just the name itself, Funky Kingston. Number one song, global song, reggae song in the world, according to me. It's just absolutely fantastic. It makes me dance every time. I did see them live a couple times, and they lived up to the hype. Welcome, Laguna Beach. This is John Zarin and Haley Zarin.
What's up?
We're taking over the studio here as DJs at KXFM Laguna Beach. Serving the community 10 years. Human Crafted Radio means actual humans play songs. This is internet-based. You can get this around the world. We have people tuned in, we believe, from Spain, Chicago, New Orleans right now, looking for some California good vibes. And that's what we're providing today in our reggae party. Coming up next, we have Bob Marley song, Jammin'. The Lee Mole says that him and his roommate played that song until the vinyl fell off the record. I don't know if that's possible, but that was back when Legend was probably just coming out and reggae exploded with the compilation of the best of Bob Marley. Jammin' is certainly one of his best songs and a great way to get the reggae party going. So let's go, Bob Marley, Jammin'. Great song, Bob Marley. Unbelievable. Short career, Haley.
I know. He was only 36 when he died, super young.
Wow. What year did he die?
It was 81, I believe.
Yeah, 1981. Fun fact on Bob Marley, Robert Nesta Marley. Everyone knows a lot about dear Bob. He actually worked the night shift at the Chrysler car assembly plant in New Jersey for a year in America here. He popped over with his mom, married to Rita, I believe, right? And worked there for a year, 1966. So you know already that we have hits coming out of Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
By Jimmy Cliff and Toots in 1968. He's barely back from America. He saved all his money, living with his mom, right, in the basement, and his wife, and she worked. And they saved all their money. When he got back to Jamaica, he started Tough Going Records.
Wow.
And from there, he put all his music out there, and of course, his career took off. But for all you people out there that are living with your mom, you know, hey, you know, Robert Nesta Marley was doing it and saving his money, and look what he did. something great. So keep that in mind if your parents give you some hassles, or if you are a parent, you know, maybe give a little extra leeway for all of us post-COVID at-homers. All right, coming up, we have a great song. It's a dance hall style where you'll hear the rap on top of the pop hit. So we've heard reggae, we've heard ska, we've heard the foundational ska from the Skatalites, and we've heard the best reggae song in history, right? Ever made, Funky Kingston. Love so now it. we're gonna get into a little dance hall, right, with some rap on it. So we're gonna play Shabba Ranks with Shaggy playing Angel, one of my faves.
Now this one dedicated to all of you, them who are going to offer some nice things to them girls. Trees are like diamonds and pearls. Dedicated to all the girls around the world. And this is Raven and Shaggy with a combination with Yamis. Flip this one for your musical disc.
You're my darling angel, closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, baby.
Life is one big party when you're still young, but who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Coulda left but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and I this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
Say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
Call it this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. My darling angel, girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady. Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
That was great.
That was off the chart. You like the dance hall?
I really did. We are dancing over here in the studio for sure. And hey, just a reminder, guys, if you're able to donate, that would be great. Please text the keyword Zehren, Z-E-H-R-E-N, at 949-715-5936.
We got some hot donations in from Daniel Hughes, who claims that he met Bob Marley. Dan, you want to call in? We want to find out if he was cool or mean, or if he was, you know, just unbelievably spiritual. So call
us
in.
Get the scoop.
Get the scoop. Julian Husbands, thank you. Dr. Husbands in the house. Appreciate it. Surfer friend out there loves the reggae good vibes. And Jonathan Lehman coming down the coast. Thank you for that donation, Jonathan Lehman. We got to play a good song now coming up here for all those great donations.
Very much appreciated.
Yeah, we're rolling along here. I hope you guys like the dance hall style. We're going to play a little acoustic jam now, which I think I really appreciate. But we're going to listen to Sting play something. You know, Police always had that kind of upbeat, kind of a reggae offbeat vibe, I think. And, you know, love some of their songs that were straight up reggae. And Sting's a huge reggae fan. So he's going to do something in a studio acoustic with Shaggy that is just, I think, fantastic. So we're going to play that. And then we're going to get back on to playing a request for Ziggy Marley, Beach in Hawaii. And I've got some Yellow Man. I've got some Atomic Kitten. I've got some UB40, some King Tubby coming up for Dan Hughes. The Toasters are in the house. And finally, Maccabee. So we've got to get through some songs here. So let's keep on a roll. Love the donations. We're running up the chart here, doing a great job for the station, raising $1,000 an hour. They're going to love it. And we're going to keep these guys on the radio playing human-crafted songs, right? They get to actually use their hands, put them on, pick lists, and feel the vibe of the audience. So let's do it. Let's move ahead with In Studio, NPR, Jamaican in New York, Acoustic Jam.
Great things coming up.
One, two, three, four.
I come up and Miss Selecta, put your hands in the air one time. I want to see you rocking up now.
Whoa.
Hey. Tiny desk, away with that.
Whoa.
Gotta rock it one time for the reggae beat.
Whoa, whoa.
Early morning reggae style.
Hey, I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear.
Drink mine.
I like my toast done on one side. And you can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York.
You don't like
it. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue. A walking cane here at my side. I take it everywhere I walk. I'm an Englishman in New York.
Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York.
Yo, I wear my colors in my back pocket.
My back pocket.
I got a big spliff in my hand.
In my hand.
Hey, and you might notice there's a swag anytime I walk.
I'm a Jamaican in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm a Jamaican in New York.
Can lead your notoriety,
right?
But you could end up as the only one.
As the only one, Sting, tell them again.
Gentleness, sobriety, so rare in this society. A night of candles brighter than the sun.
Everybody, let's go.
Whoa,
whoa.
Clap your hands one time.
Hey, hey.
Whoa,
whoa.
Let me see you rock it now. Two time, come.
Whoa.
It's the early morning, clap along, let's go.
Whoa, whoa.
Take it now.
Oh. Takes more than combat gear to make a man.
Yeah,
takes more than a license for a gun.
Yeah, well,
confront your enemies, avoid them when you can. A gentleman will walk but never run.
Yeah, and if you see me walking down the street,
down the street,
hey, a couple ladies by my side,
by my side,
hey, well, you should just know, I just my swagger and my style.
I'm a Jamaican in New York.
Here we go.
Whoa, I'm an alien.
Jamaican in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien, I'm an Englishman in New York.
Hard to fade that one out.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Bring it home. That's unplugged in the studio. Unreal with Shaggy. Of course, Sting's voice is amazing. You hear him hit the note and just like, wow, such a distinctive, beautiful voice. But that's you can Google that at YouTube and find that whole session. It's just off the chart.
That one hit different.
That one hit different, yeah. So there's your acoustic jam session there. I'm a Long Beach man in New York, I guess, right? What I'd have to sing. What a great song. Okay, coming up next, we've got a caller came in and popped down some extra money for us. Tom Asta, we're going to play some Ziggy Marley, Son Of. Seen him many times. He's got a great vibe. Tommy wants to hear a little beach in Hawaii. Let's cue that up. Remember, you can... donate by, what is it, Haley?
Texting the keyword Zehren, Zehren, to the number 949-715-5936.
All right, we're loving it. Here we go with Ziggy Marley.
On the beach in Hawaii, you were here with me, walking on the beach in Hawaii, playing on the golden sand, looking at the ocean. Now I understand, love is like the open sea, and I wish you were here with me. On the beach in Hawaii, since you've been gone away, I think about you every day. Don't you know I miss you much? And you know touch. I'm on a rocky cliff. Oh, I wish you were here with me.
I wish you were here with me.
On the beach in Hawaii.
Beautiful beach in Hawaii, Ziggy Marley on tap today. Now we have a little bit of a fun situation here. If anyone wants to call in, request a song, put in a donation, our on-air phone number where Erica can pick up, 949-715-5936. Repeated. Ready? 949, that's our local area code here, 715-5936. Laguna Beach, I hope you're loving the Friday night reggae party. Aren't we having a great time here? We've got more songs to go. Okay, we're going to play a little something here from King Tubby. I bet a lot of people never heard of King Tubby. So he's the master and the king of dub reggae. So this is another subsection of reggae. If you were to go to Hawaii and ask Hawaiians, hey, who do you guys want to listen to? They're going to say King Tubby. They're probably not going to say Bob because it's just, you know, it's overdone and they've heard so many songs. But this is it's experimental. It's got horns. It's got all kinds of, dub style. So let's do a little King Tubby for Dan Hughes, for his good friend who flew from JFK as a cardiac surgeon to back to Jamaica to his homeland every weekend, for practically his whole life.
Wow.
And so for that, we're gonna dedicate this to the healthcare cardiac surgeon who stayed true to his Jamaica. King Tubby.
Those are some good mellow vibes. I liked it, Dad.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I didn't think the dub would be your thing. But that's great. Sit by the pool, turn that on Sunday morning, relaxing music, little dubs, great.
Absolutely.
In the house, Vet Thomas, Quinn, Matigues are in the house, Sharon and John, thank you. I know you guys are huge music lovers, so I'm sure you're digging the Friday night reggae party. Let's keep it going, Haley. You got a song up next?
Yeah, next we have Big Guns Down. This one is definitely a nostalgic song. We used to listen to this all the time growing up. This is the one that definitely got us all dancing at home in Chicago all the time.
I bet most people haven't heard of this song. When you hear this song, just like that Sting acoustic, you're putting this on your playlist. Big Guns Down.
We'll be right back.
absolute banger.
There you go, right there. Ska dance. I love that kind of music. My favorite reggae.
Modern ska. All right, I think we actually do have another caller coming in.
Hi.
Hello, who is this?
This is Sophie Kemp from Laguna Hills.
Sophie Kemp from Laguna Hills. What's up, dude?
Hello. I would just love to hear Tide is High. It's one of my favorites for all the dance parties. And I just want to thank you guys for playing such great music. This hour has been so fun.
Oh my gosh, Soph, that's so awesome that you're calling in. We were literally, I was with Sophie yesterday at the beach right here in West.
All right, here in Laguna. Let's do it. Let's get everyone's favorite, Tide is High. We're going to give it a little different version than Blondie this time around. Let's do the Atomic Kitten version.
Thanks for coming in, Soph.
Laguna Beach, here we
go. Thank you, guys.
DJ Takeover, Atomic Kitten. Favorite, Tide is High, Atomic Kitten version there. Write that one for your playlist. Love Blondie, but let's give someone else a shot here. All right, I'm going to do a little bit on some more styles here. We definitely have to do dance halls. We did a little bit of dance hall earlier, kind of a dance hall pop style, but you got to play some Yellow Man. So we're going to just do 15, 20 seconds of Yellow Man. It's called Me Hot. He literally has, I don't know, 20 albums and 700 songs. I saw him helicopter in the heyday in Jamaica, deep into the woods there. And I was at the concert and Ziggy Marley was there and this guy came in and it was unbelievable. But we were sitting in the ground with everybody. Everyone camped. You really couldn't get a car out of there. You stayed overnight. You brought a sleeping bag. You had a little fire going and you had some chicken on the grill and you just hung out. And it was literally 7 hours of music until you couldn't stay up any longer.
That is awesome.
And they were definitely passing things around there constantly. So let's do 15 seconds of Yellow Man. A little education here on a little dance hall.
Six degrees. I'm a
sound so woven. Why Jamaica you like it near the equator? Me hot, sweat a running on me back. 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 Jah know me no brown, Jah know me no black. Yellow man him a the king of the crap. When me take the mic, start to chat, everybody a get up and rock. Some of them a go on like a damn acrobat. Yellow man make the crowd start rock. Some in a buckers, some in a cap. Round the mic, watch how me relax. Me hot, sweat a running on me back. 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 Some talking this, some talking that. I talk about me no culture, talk about me slack. And my mouth and me free free chat. And who no like it, you better dress back. Cause me mouth no nice, but me pay tax. I'm a big man and me free free chat. Me hot, sweat a running on me back. Me hot, sweat a running on me back.
So great vibes. You
like
I loved
that,
it.
Like that dance hall?
I did.
You know, the thing is that stuff was around and jamming in Jamaica way before rap and hip-hop came. So you want to think about rhyming. This is what they did in Jamaica. They'd grab mics and they'd face off each other. Downtown Jamaica, they just have outdoor concerts right on the street. And they would try to be the number one DJ by rhyming and rapping over these songs. And then people had the best that the crowd would like the most, they would get a record deal. And literally that's how Yellow Man got going, getting record deals by out rhyming. And I think from here, I really do call dancehall the precursor of rap in America. All right, we've got a great band, Zoe Zarin's pick. She wants to hear Undecided Future. These guys are local, they do pop ska, and they're about 20 years old. And you guys need to add this to your playlist because they are phenomenal and we need to support the locals here. But these guys are going to be famous. You mark my words.
From Orange County, right here.
Orange County. Little Undecided Future.
Love them. They are so awesome. They fit into every playlist.
Undecided Future, get them on your playlist. My favorite song, Rich Kids. All right, also Mark Cooper wants to dedicate Don't Worry, Be Happy to Cecile and Erica. Unfortunately, we only have a couple songs left, but we're going to jam through three of my favorite songs. You're going to get 40 seconds of three songs, right?
And just a reminder, guys, KXFM has been serving the community for 10 years. It's a human-crafted radio station, which is awesome. So you want to get that to 10 more years. Please donate and tune in if you can.
We're over $1,000, $1,100, $1,200. Please chip in. Give us some cash here to keep this rolling. All right, let's do a little UB40 Rat in the Kitchen, one of my favorite. 30 seconds.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
love it.
UB40, one of my favorites. That's the British reggae invasion in the 80s. They were huge in the UK for supporting our reggae. Unbelievable band. I saw them live a couple times, and they put on a long, great, awesome show. Getting lots of calls here, lots of texts. Unfortunately, our time's just about up. We're going to fade off here. It's 7:01. Please remember, Zarin, text to 949-715-5936, and you can go ahead and give a donation here. Marty Burke, thank you. Joel in the house, Steve, Mike Johnson, thank you guys. Pete and David, appreciate all the support coming over the lines here. Everyone's loving the music. Fantastic. We got people coming in from Mammoth are tuned in saying they're loving the Friday Night Late Reggae Party. So there's this guy, Maccabee, and he says he just could never get a breakout hit. He could never do more because Marley had just taken over the airwaves, and he was just could never get a song out and get a hit. And so he wrote this song about our good friend. So a little tribute here to Bob Marley from Maccabee. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Takeover at the Zarin's. John Zarin, Haley Zarin is over. We appreciate it. Donations are open till tomorrow. Here we go with a tribute to Bob Marley.
Thank you guys so much.
Robert Nesta Marley. Me say happy anniversary. Rasta man vibration, crying like a lion in a Zion. We ball out, everybody loves Bob Marley. Everywhere I go, it's the same old story. People love all nation, they love the Rasta man vibration. Everybody loves Bob Marley. Everywhere I go, it's the same old story. Anniversary to Bob Marley. 1995, he would have been 50. Spread reggae music internationally, over many oceans and across many seas. Traveling round the world, one thing that I see, everybody know about Bob Marley. And if them ever find some men on the moon, I'm sure they will know some Bob Marley tune. We're ball out, everybody loves Bob Marley. The same old story. People love all nation, they love the Rasta man vibration. Say catch a fire, fire. Who they can fit a one love to the natural mystic. Me ball get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. No more trouble, Africa unite. Chances are we'll be jamming in a rainbow country where the sun is shining. Bob simmer down him, take an exodus and him fly away home. And I watch the crazy ballers running away from town. We ball, everybody loves Bob Marley. Everywhere I go, it's the same old story. People love all nation, they love the Rasta man vibration. Everywhere me go, people tell me about Bob. Say in some countries, Bob next to God. Put on a Bob record, the place gone mad. People are all up in the man in the air like a flag. Bob promote the good, they never promote the bad. In the musical chain, he was one of the main cog. Well, it's about time they give a Grammy to Bob. Bob, you did a great job, oh. Everybody loves Bob Marley. Everywhere I go, it's the same old story. People love all nation, they love the Rasta man vibration. A messenger from Jah, he was doing God's work. He spread Rastafari all over the earth. Lyrically, musically, Bob was an expert. Spiritually, you shoulda see him in a concert. Oh, that little Rasta man from Jamaica. 1981, he went to meet the creator. And look now, 14 years later, the man's popularity is even greater. We ball, everybody loves Bob Marley. Everywhere I go, it's the same old story. People love all nation, they love the Rasta man vibration. Come again, everybody loves.